Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's a pleasure to see you presiding over the work, and I want to thank the SPT and its members, as well as the Secretariat, for the excellent work, exemplary work done by this body. I should say that when I enter the room, it feels like a meeting of friends. I've known many of the members over many years, and the Secretariat staff as well. So the environment is a very favorable one for dialogue and for genuine implementation of the subcommittee's mandate. Prevention in every way, not just in terms of torture in this subcommittee, but also the optional protocol. These have brought real progress. If anybody was unaware, the subcommittee has been able to rise to the challenges in human rights, in particular the problem of implementation follow-up, how to do the things that we design here in Geneva and New York and locally. There we have people who are vulnerable and whose rights are being nevertheless upheld. So firstly, I wanted to say that the subcommittee is an example to all of the treaty bodies, and its vision, its concept of vision of visits, ensuring implementation. This is a true benefit, the benefit of the resolution. What we see is the benefit of the monitor. The benefit is the monitoring system through reports, on many occasions we see reports and recommendations which can end up in a drawer, and 4 years on, they come out again. That's the case for many treaty bodies, but not for the subcommittee. And here I want to come to my question to members. This general comment that you have produced on places of detention touches on one of the major challenges that we have had for a number of years, and which, because of the geopolitical situation, is going to get more acute. That is the situation of detention, deprivation of liberty of migrants and refugees, not just in my region, but globally. And that's why I warmly welcome this general comment, which will clarify the situation of people on the move. And my question, therefore, in the meetings that you have had, I'd like to know whether the subcommittee will have a plan of action, an emergency plan, to address this situation, which is going to be extremely complex, namely detention of large numbers of people in a vulnerable situation, vulnerable per se because they're on the move, and the danger that these people could be subjected to torture or inhuman or degrading treatment, whether there's any prospect of positioning of the subcommittee on this matter, because there are going to be situations in countries where nationals are members of the subcommittee, but the countries are not. So that is another element to that question. It's a complicated question. We could spend the whole afternoon on it. But in any case, I want to express my support to the work of the subcommittee in upholding the rights of people who are vulnerable. Thank you.